Patricia Wheat. Patricia Wheat.
Good morning, Patricia Wheat. I live in Lexington County. I'm just a citizen, I guess.
There's such thing as just a citizen.
Just a citizen, right? I guess. Yeah, that's right. And that's going to be the point of what I'm going to talk about. I'm here to say that the reason the federal government is out of control is because of dereliction of duty of the states and the people. The federal government has simply filled a vacuum that was left when the people in the states stepped away from their own duties. The preamble of the Constitution is a very important part of the document. In fact, if you look at that, every verb within that preamble is the authority and duty of me and of you. Those verbs are, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general rural welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Those are powerful duties and authorities, and we often just gloss over that part of the document. Let me remind you that in Article 6, Clause 2, it says, this Constitution and the laws of these United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, are the supreme law of the land, in short. The 10th Amendment of the United States says the powers not delegated to the United States and the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states and respectively to the people. If we look at the federal government and we say they're out of control, we can stop right here and look in the mirror because we have abdicated our duties. Every individual and the state in this country has abdicated duties for at least three generations, believing that our duty was to go, in this day and age, push a button every 2 years. That's not what the Constitution says my duties are. Now, if we look then and we say, how is it the states have been subjugated to the federal government? The federal government, understand, if you read the Constitution, is given zero law enforcement authority, with the exception of piracy on the high seas and treason. All other law enforcement authority is reserved to the states in this document. So we look at the federal government and all of the regulatory agencies and all of the laws that they write, they have no authority to enforce them. Why are they writing all these laws? And we say, how did we become subjugated to this? We are the authority. We are the ones with the authority and the duties. Well, we became subjugated to it through a corrupt monetary system. The United States Constitution says, and the founders were smart on this, and yes, we can apply this today in the electronic age. The United States Constitution says that no state shall make anything but gold and silver legal tender. Why do you suppose they did that? Because they knew exactly what happened historically in governments who could just create money, print, or digits. We don't even have enough printed money in this country to cover the digits that are in the computers. We're way lost. Now, if the authorities belong to the people in the states and not the federal government, then it is our duty to correct it. And there's a lot more given to us in this document than calling a convention of states and layering another group of bureaucrats in on top of us to tell us what to do. In fact, if you read Article 5 with basic English grammar, you will see that over and over again it says, Congress shall, Congress shall, Congress shall. Congress is the problem. I don't want Congress to have any more authority, and we can send our delegates, and they can say their thing, and the spin machines will start, and we will give up our legitimate authorities and duties in doing that. There's one other thing that is a pillar to the sovereignty of the states and the people, and it has been maligned. It has been so maligned and misconstrued as to what it is. And that is in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, it says, the militias, and it's speaking of the several states, to enforce law, suppress insurrection, and repel invasion. The states don't have that. You have no backbone to push back against the federal government. And we know, I have to go back to the money, we know that so much of what goes through these chambers is blackmail, because if we don't pass it, we won't get federal money. Well, let me help everybody understand, the federal government doesn't have any money. It has $23 trillion in debt. So what we send is real money. When we pay taxes, we send real money. It's backed by my home, by my land, by my liberty, by my business, by my intellectual property, and if the check's no good, they're coming for it. Right? But what the federal government is sending back to us is not money. It is debt notes they are laying on our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. Don't tell me it's raining while you're doing what down my back. That is not money. And it is the duty of this body to address that we, no state, shall make anything but gold and silver legal tender in payment of debt.